Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole Wow, She Does It All, and I'm grateful to have you join us for this segment. This platform is a production resource of the Wow Seat Media. Would love to have you follow us on Facebook. Also, you can learn more about our other signature segment platforms at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. Well, I am super excited about this particular segment. Today, co-hosting and collaborating with me once again is the Multiplicity Mound Builder, Joseph L. Jones, Jr., who is the author of Brand Building with Multiplicity, Entrepreneurship Made Easy, How to Create Multiple Streams of Revenue with Multifaceted Branding. It is an action planner, and I was privileged to co-author this work with him. So today, our core focus is on how brand building with multiplicity entrepreneurship levels up your wow factor. Again, I am extremely excited. I want to tell just a little bit about Joseph and I, some of the works that we've done together. We are the founders of the Multiplicity Monument Empires and the Multiplicity Marketplace Media Tours. In addition to the publication I just mentioned, we have another co-authored work in this area, and it's one of my works, and it's called The Conscious Multiplicity Branding Factor for New Era Entrepreneurs. It's a basic introduction to multifaceted branding for next level business success. It is an action planner, and Joseph contributed a powerful, and I do mean powerful, forward to my work. So there's going to be links in the show description to both of those publications mentioned. And so I'm really excited. So I'm going to welcome Joseph back to the Wow Seat. Welcome, Joseph.
Thanks so much. It's good to be back with you doing this once again and helping people become more aware of their branding.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I am just excited, beyond excited. And I do actually want to mention that Joseph joined me in the segment Level Up Your Wow Factor with Multiplicity Entrepreneurship, and you can check out that segment in our archives. So, yes, it's exciting that we are back together talking about this very, very important element of the new emergence in the marketplace dynamics. Of course, this is new to you and I, but this is the emerging new normal. As we mentioned, that's going to be overtaking and dominating within the entrepreneurial space. And so as you mentioned, yeah, branding, back to talk about that, because we know how important the branding factor is. And as you know, Joseph, one of the core objectives of our multiplicity branding work is to create these new levels of conscious awareness, which is really important, this awareness for brand diversity, so that entrepreneurs can start leveraging several areas of their expertise so that they can start achieving these new levels of business success and, of course, ultimately high-level revenue positioning with this multiplicity factor. As you were mentioning about the awareness is key because, Joseph, most don't realize that there are many facets. I mean, we are multifaceted individuals, but that's not how most see their brands or their business. And because most aren't aware of this, what you and I bring to the table obviously helps them to learn how to see their brands and businesses from a multidimensional vantage point. So exciting because this new branding landscape or the leveling up, Joseph, of this new branding landscape, it changes the game. It does. It levels up the entire framework of the entrepreneurial expression. And, you know, I'm all about the brand expression versus traditional branding. And this type of work on the brand and business that you and I have been doing, it helps business owners, solo brands, entrepreneurs to get out ahead so that they can be synced up with the next wave of the branding innovation that's at hand, and so that they can move forward and start really achieving high levels of business success in this new era marketplace. So, yeah, Joseph, let's do this. Let's have a conversation about this. I'd really love to hear you speak to anything I've just shared, but also to hit on the subject matter for today. Also share how brand building with this multiplicity entrepreneurship levels up one's wow factor. So I know that's loaded, but I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
Well, you beautifully stated that, and it's very, very true. We have been trained one-dimensionally, so we brand one-dimensionally. And so where we are now is we're in the vibration and the energy of multiplicity. And so we have to brand now in multiplicity so that we can be aligned with the time that we're living in. If we continue to go according to that old traditional concept and branding in the energy of that old traditional concept, our businesses will not expand. And that which doesn't expand eventually dies and drop off. And we're witnessing a lot of that today. So brand diversity and branding yourself in multiplicity is what's important now so that your products and your abilities can tap into so many different other areas. Finding that connection point that gets you into those other areas is very important. Mm. And then branding that way so that people are aware of what you can offer them in their particular, on the gifts and the talents and the products that you already have. So that's the key in terms of multiplicity branding.
Oh, wow. As always, I mean, what can I say? You nobody brings it like you as it relates, obviously, to this topic. Wow, that was stellar. I so appreciate that because that is the very requirement necessary for leveling up one's worthwhile outstanding works. And what better way than the branding demonstration to demonstrate that wow mission? And that's why the evolution of one's wow factor is vital, starting with the branding aspect and being able to have these different dimensions and expressions of the brand through this multiplicity format. And, you know, the thing about it is one of the reasons why we're bringing this to the marketplace to talk about it more, like I said, it's not new, obviously, to us, and it's been something that's been rinsed and repeated, you know, several times, and empires built out and our brands built out in this multidimensional way. But because there is more of an awakening taking place and people are starting to become more conscious, then they'll start syncing up with this, and that's why this is the critical time that we are talking about this a little bit more because there's going to be the attraction factor to what people are realizing. This is the new way of being. This is what we have to do. But they've got to really get in line or aligned, I should say, and start this process, because it's almost like the marketplace, as you know, has been behind, and now they are there are different aspects of solo entrepreneurs or small business owners that are starting to play catch up, because they've got to start creating, Joseph, this multifaceted momentum in the brand building dynamics to start leveling up for this multi-dimensional empire expansion. And of course, you can speak to this because of, you know, processes that you've been through, you know, as well as it relates to this, that this is a process. So there has to be the momentum created in the different dimensions that are extracted. But there are quick ways to accelerate in a lot of the areas, but that's really going to come in terms of getting into it, getting in the game. Would you agree?
Absolutely, I agree. And that momentum really has to be at a quantum speed right about now. Things are they're accelerating so quickly that you have to make very, very quick moves. Otherwise, you're going to be left out and out of business.
Right.
This energy is not discriminating based on how good
you
think your business are or what products you like or what have you. You have to tap into other areas. That's right. That's right. You have to tap into other areas and other arenas and look at new and more effective ways to get your products out and more stages and platforms to get your products and abilities out on. That's key right now, because the old traditional doors, as we have known them, are shutting down and have shut down. So that makes it even more imperative that we access or create these other vehicles and venues for us to stand, present, and bring forth our products and messages. So that momentum, you want to build it, but you have to build it very, very quickly, because the season for what you have been doing is over. And the window to take advantage of what's taking place now is fast closing.
You are absolutely right. That could not have been stated better. It's an interesting dynamics. It's not necessarily stuck between a rock and a hard place, but it definitely is that there's a gap there that has to be closed, and it's like there's the behindness, as you said, and now the accelerating of the momentum to go through a quick window that is shifting. And people have to be more aware. And something you've heard me talk about, especially in trainings, is that I don't believe people are aware of how far behind the marketplace, the current marketplace, is in terms of the new expansion and innovation of a new era. And so when there's that lack of understanding, just as the Bible says that people perish because of a lack of knowledge, and in this case it's a lack of applied knowledge, because sometimes even when people become aware of something, because it's not been the norm, they kind of scoot to it, then run to it. And now we are at a place, and that's why you and I are talking about this even more, is because, yes, that really short window is closing. And so in order to create that momentum, people have to start getting synced up so that at least they've shifted into a newer trajectory that they can start leveling up in. If they're not shifted in time, then when that old trajectory starts to crumble, and it already is, that's the thing, is it already is crumbling, but most don't think they have a new direction to go, so they're trying to still do the new and improved methods, which, you know, we've talked about in other conversations and trainings, that new and improved just won't work. This has to be a new metamorphosis of something completely different. And so when you go through the branding and the business metamorphosis through that cocoon aspect, you're coming out as something completely different than before. This is what the multiplicity branding factor and multiplicity entrepreneurship does. to expand you into these different dimensions of your brand, your business, offering services. Again, it becomes something completely different. Joseph, did you want to speak to any of that?
Oh, that was magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. And
that's exactly where
we are in terms of business building and growth and branding. And what it really speaks to, and what I hear you speaking to with that, is the inner transformation that has to take place inside of you as the individual, as the business owner, as the entrepreneur. It has to happen within you, and then it is reflected in the business and the products and the stuff that you're offering. So you have to go through as a person that transformation. You have to experience that and then bring that over into your business. So it's not so much directed from the external inward, it's directed from the internal outward. A lot of people aren't making that shift so quickly because they're waiting on the news media and the outside media to tell them this is what is happening. But you have to be ahead of the curve and look.
That's
exactly.
Right.
You have to be able to look at the signs and follow the trends and see what's taking place to know that this is what's happening. When you see the building is on fire or you start smelling the smoke, it's time to get out of the building. It's not time to wait for an announcement. It's time to make quick and immediate action. That's where we are in the marketplace right now. So we have to make those quick actions so that we can save not only our businesses, but save our lives, and so that we can be more effective in presenting what we have to offer to our clientele.
You're so right. Oh, wow. Now, that right there was boss in a nutshell, for sure. And you really did emphasize the importance and how vital it is that this is the time to be moving. And like you said, don't be waiting around for the media to tell you what the next best thing, you know, is to do. That's why the internal aspect of this process is important. It goes back to something that you talked about in several of our trainings together about the innervation and the innervation that will then produce the external innovation for people to start moving forward. And within this transformational process, it really is an evolutionary process to bring people into a completely different expression. And you often hear me talk about the metamorphosis of the caterpillar to the butterfly, and this is beyond the cliche, you know, type of expression, because there's never the real emphasis. This the caterpillar became something completely different, a different expression of an entity, where what we've been seeing, and Joseph, you and I have had many conversations about this, is that the leveling up factor in brands and business and even in marketplace dynamics have been producing bigger caterpillars and never actually going through the metamorphosis to become a completely different entity and expression. And so what I normally suggest to clients and, you know, just even people I mentor is that your journey is not the butterfly. Your journey is not the butterfly. Your evolution is the butterfly. So that means the journey up into now, if your business and brand, is actually not the bigger expression. That produces content that you need to put in products. And I call them lower-hanging fruit offerings, publications, digital products, different things that can help to level people up. But your branding expression as the butterfly or your empire expression as the butterfly should not be now to go back and teach the things that you gained along the journey. No, your products will supply that. You need to be bringing forth the evolution of the experience. Your thoughts, Joseph.
Well, absolutely. You need to bring forth the embodiment of that transformation and be the living
yes.
example of that transformation. And clearly,
yes. mm-hmm.
for those in the listening audience, that's what Ali Nicole is and that's what she does. You have clearly displayed a stellar example of that transformation
Aww.
In all of your business works and all of your productions, products, engagements, events. All of these things clearly demonstrate that evolution in business branding and multiplicity, because you have your hand in so many different areas and so many different industries that if half of them shut down, you're still eating well. This is the concept that business owners want to get in mind. You want to be
yeah.
able to be connected to so many different streams that it's almost impossible for your work and your mission and your message to be shut down. That's the goal
yes.
here. The goal is to follow the example of someone who has done it, not the example of someone who talks about it. And that's what Ali Nicole
right.
represents. For those of you who are in the listening audience and have not yet taken advantage of the works and gone to the websites and seen some of the things that are available, the information and the roadmap to get you to where you need to go has already been prepared. All you have to do is take your feet and plant them on that path and get to moving. But you got to get moving quick.
Oh, wow. Yes, thank you so much. Wow, your words just have moved me in ways I can't even gather words to convey that magnificent expression. All I can say is I greatly appreciate what you've just shared. And you're right, they have to get moving, and the demonstration is there. And for those who are familiar with my branding, I'm most known in the media as Ali Nicole Wow, She Does It All. And I have over 500 online platforms that service a variety of different niche markets. I have close to 300 works on Amazon, and all of those publications also are ones that service different niche markets and different industries. And so my presence is very massive, almost omnipresent, over the media and across pollination type of format. And so there are different variations that you can plug into to see how this demonstration works in very simplistic formats. And, wow, I'm feeling like a part two or so is probably going to come from this because there's so much that we can share, Joseph, but I know that we are coming, you know, to the close of this segment, and I certainly want to be able to share some resources that we have. So I'm going to go ahead and share those, and then I'm going to allow you to come back, you know, with some closing words and everything, but certainly we will revisit this and expound a little bit more upon this particular subject, because, as you know, Joseph, it is so important, and I think we've done a good job, or you certainly have, of emphasizing that in the time, you know, the time frame that people need to move in. So I will go ahead and share some resources. So I want to highlight Brand Building with Multiplicity Entrepreneurship Made Easy, How to Create Multiple Streams of Revenue with Multifaceted Branding Action Planner. It's on Amazon. This is Joseph's publication, and again, I was blessed to be a contributor to this publication. And then we have The Conscious Multiplicity Branding Factor for New Era Entrepreneurs, A Basic Introduction to Multifaceted Branding for Next Level Business Success. It's an action planner. As mentioned previously, my work and that Joseph contributed just a stellar forward to that particular action planner. Another helpful resource of mine, because we brought up multidimensional branding in this segment, and so we'll actually probably talk in another segment more about the multidimensional empire aspect of branding. But my resource is the Multidimensional Empire Branding Factor. It's an entrepreneur's creation journal for developing a multidimensional empire and brand expression. Those links will be in the show description. So, Joseph, before we close out, would love to hear just anything you have to you know, to say about this segment and call to action for our listeners.
Well, what I would like to say, first of all, is thank you so much, Ali, Nicole, for being the catalyst for this particular work and for your tremendous input in this work and bringing this message forward about the diversity and the necessity for building in multiplicity and branding yourself in that way. For business owners and for those who are listening, your message deserves to be heard, and your products deserve to be in the hands of those clients that could utilize them. Now is the time to maximize your ability to reach all of these places and all of these people that can best benefit from what you have to offer. Can do that very easily and very simply by following the instructions in this book.
Yes. Thank you so much. All of the resources that have been shared and this segment, and if you go back and listen to the other segment, it just echoes everything that Joseph just stated in terms of you have the roadmap to get started. And so it's time. This is a new path, and understand that this is the new normal. So it's not like it's optional in a sense. You need to embrace that and start to adopt this concept, because you'll have to make the adaptabilities pretty quickly. Joseph, I just want to thank you. I also want to tell the listeners that information to connect with Joseph is also in the show description. Joseph, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. I love having you in the wild seat as one of our primary experts here on this platform. And I just can't thank you enough, and certainly looking forward to expounding more upon this with you. So thank you again. Wow, this has been, yes, this has been amazing here because it's such an important topic. I just want to thank everyone for joining us today for this segment of The Wow Seat. Again, you can follow us on Facebook and learn more about our other signature segments. You can visit our platform on Tumblr. It's www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. You can also learn more about me on my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. And as always, go out and make it a wow day and stay blessed.